Lesson 15, Speech 2. Part A, Listen, Write, and Speak.
Exercise 1. Listen to the speech and choose the best answer to each question you hear. Then listen again and check your answers.
Then I appointed a gateway committee, a committee of a number of San Franciscans in various areas who would work in various endeavors of securing relationships with China, a sister city committee, a business committee, a trade committee, and so on. Unlike Americans, Chinese have a different perspective with respect to business. They make friends first, and then they do business with their friends. In America, you do business first, and friendships may or may not arise from those business dealings. And so we thought we would do something which had never been done before, and that is to put together a delegation, a mayor's trade delegation, to go to China, a country that has had really no relationship with the United States for the past quarter of a century. And we went with the interest of developing a friendship or sister city relationship with the largest city in the world, the city of Shanghai, a city which is approaching 11 million people, whose port, coincidentally, ranks with the largest port in the world. So we developed a shopping list and we proceeded to the largest city in the world, Shanghai, where we learned about a really totally different culture, a country that has a very different form of government from our own, a country which has several major endeavors, the largest of which is to industrialize and to open its doors to friends and to people from other continents. And in Shanghai, we had a tour of the port of Shanghai. We spent a good deal of time discussing mutual problems, learned that there are three greatest problems are housing. Housing is very primitive by our standards. Pollution, the skies are often loaded with pollutants from industry. And transportation, the largest source of transportation there is the bicycle, which you see in great numbers, but there is virtually very little public transportation. And you have a city with 10 million people in it trying to move about and get to work. And we visited children's palaces and various communes and that kind of thing. But most of our discussion centered around the development of what is called a friendship city relationship. China has no friendship city relationships with any city in the United States. And we very much would like to become the first city.
Question number 1. What was done to prepare for the establishment of the San Francisco-China connection? Question number 2. What is the American perspective with respect to business? Question number 3. What did the speaker say about China? Question number 4. Which of the following things that the speaker and her party did in Shanghai was mentioned in the tape? Question number 5. What was the most important topic in the talks between the speaker and her Shanghai host?
Now, listen again.
Then I appointed a gateway committee, a committee of a number of San Franciscans in various areas who would work in various endeavors of securing relationships with China, a sister city committee, a business committee, a trade committee, and so on. Unlike Americans, Chinese have a different perspective with respect to business. They make friends first, and then they do business with their friends. In America, you do business first, and friendships may or may not arise from those business dealings. And so we thought we would do something which had never been done before, and that is to put together a delegation, a mayor's trade delegation, to go to China, a country that has had really no relationship with the United States for the past quarter of a century. And we went with the interest of developing a friendship or sister city relationship with the largest city in the world, the city of Shanghai, a city which is approaching 11 million people, whose port, coincidentally, ranks with the largest port in the world. So we developed a shopping list and we proceeded to the largest city in the world, Shanghai, where we learned about a really totally different culture, a country that has a very different form of government from our own, a country which has several major endeavors, the largest of which is to industrialize and to open its doors to friends and to people from other continents. And in Shanghai, we had a tour of the port of Shanghai. We spent a good deal of time discussing mutual problems, learned that their three greatest problems are housing. Housing is very primitive by our standards. Pollution, the skies are often loaded with pollutants from industry. And transportation. The largest source of transportation there is the bicycle, which you see in great numbers, but there is virtually very little public transportation. And you have a city with 10 million people in it trying to move about and get to work. And we visited children's palaces and various communes and that kind of thing. But most of our discussion centered around the development of what is called a friendship city relationship. China has no friendship city relationships with any city in the United States, and we very much would like to become the first city.
Exercise 2. Listen to the speech again and make brief notes while you are listening. Then complete the answers to the following questions.
Then I appointed a gateway committee, a committee of a number of San Franciscans in various areas who would work in various endeavors of securing relationships with China, a sister city committee, a business committee, a trade committee, and so on. Unlike Americans, Chinese have a different perspective with respect to business. They make friends first, and then they do business with their friends. In America, you do business first, and friendships may or may not arise from those business dealings. And so we thought we would do something which had never been done before, and that is to put together a delegation, a mayor's trade delegation, to go to China, a country that has had no relationship with the United States for the past quarter of a century. And we went with the interest of developing a friendship or sister city relationship with the largest city in the world, the city of Shanghai, a city which is approaching 11 million people, whose port, coincidentally, ranks with the largest port in the world. So we developed a shopping list and we proceeded to the largest city in the world, Shanghai, where we learned about a really totally different culture. A country that has a very different form of government from our own, a country which has several major endeavors, the largest of which is to industrialize and to open its doors to friends and to people from other continents. And in Shanghai, we had a tour of the port of Shanghai. We spent a good deal of time discussing mutual problems. Learned that their three greatest problems are housing. Housing is very primitive by our standards. Pollution, the skies are often loaded with pollutants from industry. And transportation. The largest source of transportation there is the bicycle, which you see in great numbers, but there is virtually very little public transportation. And you have a city with 10 million people in it. Trying to move about and get to work. And we visited children's palaces and various communes and that kind of thing. But most of our discussion centered around the development of what is called a friendship city relationship. China has no friendship city relationships with any city in the United States. And we very much would like to become the first city.
Part B. Listen and relax.
Directions. You are going to hear a song called yesterday once more. Listen to the song and sing along.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like a long lost friend. All the songs I loved so well. Every sha-la-la-la, every whoa-whoa, still shine. Every yesterday once more. It's yesterday once more.
Part C, further listening.
Directions. You're going to hear a short passage. It will be read just once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Some people think that they have an answer to the problems of automobile crowding and pollution in large cities. Their answer is the bicycle, or bike. In a great many cities, hundreds of people ride bicycles to work every day. In New York City, some bike riders have even founded a group called Bike for a Better City. They claim that if more people rode bicycles to work, there would be fewer automobiles in the downtown section of the city, and therefore less dirty air from car engines. For several years, this group has been trying to get the city government to help bicycle riders. For example, they want the city to paint special lanes for bicycles only on some of the main streets, because when bicycle riders must use the same lanes as cars, there may be accidents. Bike for a Better City feels that if there were special lanes, more people would use bikes. But no bicycle lanes have been painted yet. Not everyone thinks they are a good idea. Taxi drivers don't like the idea. They say it will slow traffic. Some store owners on the main streets don't like the idea. They say that if there is less traffic, they will have less business. And most people live too far from downtown to travel by bike. The city government has not yet decided what to do. It wants to keep everyone happy. On weekends, Central Park, the largest open space in New York, is closed to cars, and the roads may be used by bicycles only. But Bike for a Better City says that this is not enough and keeps fighting to get bicycle lanes downtown. Until that happens, the safest place to bicycle may be in the park.
Question number one. What is some people's answer to the problems of automobile crowding and pollution? Question number two. What is the name of the group recently set up in New York City? Question number three. What has the group been trying to get the city government to do? Question number four. Who might favor the group's idea? Question number five. Which of the following is true, according to the passage? This is the end of Lesson 15.